We all struggle with cash flow in our business at one point or another. And if you're in the phase where you're still struggling with cash flow, or you'd like your cash flow to be even better, you'll enjoy the rest of this video. In this video, we're going to mention profit. So I want to remind you of a concept, and that is that as an owner of a company, you get paid a salary as an employee of the company for the work, the service that you provide to the company, and then you get paid profit in the form of a distribution because you are a investor, an owner, a shareholder in the company. They're two very different hats. Salary for what you do, profit because you are a founder, investor, shareholder. Most companies state profit differently. Some will say, I'm making 30% profit, and another will say, I'm making 3% profit. But we don't generally measure profit in the same way. To arrive at profit, you have to be paying yourself a fair salary for what you're doing. And there's other factors that go into it. A couple weeks ago, I had a video on this with Greg Crabtree, and the video title is How to Report Profit Versus Salary. And so the concept from that video is going to be foundational to what we're about to talk about. So here's another video from Greg Crabtree. And he is going to talk to us about the one thing in your business that will move cash flow and improve cash flow unlike anything else you could possibly do. Enjoy.
What we've determined from our research is that 5%, you know, most of you are probably thinking, oh, we're okay at 5%. I got news for you. 5%, you're on life support. I mean, you know, especially in a capital-intensive business like landscaping, 5% profitability, you're in trouble. At that point, 10%, it's the new break even. So we consider you a good business. At 15%, you're a great business. Anything above 15%, enjoy it while you can, because the market's going to find a way to catch up. I mean, it's just the market is not stupid. They can see it when somebody else is successful at something, and they'll find a way to match what you're doing. And if worse comes to worse, they'll just compete against you with price, even if it's to their detriment. I mean, that's just how dumb sometimes they can be. So once you understand those levels, I want to make my case of saying that, you know, because there's people that'll say, well, we need to collect better, we need to collect faster. Absolutely, I'm all for that. But at the end of the day, if cash flow is your problem, the number one thing that changes cash flow the fastest is called profit. And I'm going to prove it to you. So I'm going to show you at 5, 10, and 15% profit at a company doing $100,000 a month, so $1.2 million a year, 40% tax rate. You know, your rate might be a little lower. It's not going to be probably much higher unless you're in New York or California. And then we're going to assume, which is this is probably like most of you guys, a 45 average days in sales and receivables. Now, if you're billing on a monthly basis on monthly contract, you can probably push that 45 days down to maybe 25 to 30. But a lot of times the other work that you mix in on a bill as you go basis, unless you're really adamant to get paid up front or paid as you complete a job, we still see a fairly common average, you know, in the 45 days range on this. So if those are your factors, if you're at 5% cash, 5% profit, and you start off and you start off with $100,000 a month, it's going to take you 67 months to be cash flow positive. Because what happens is I work for a month and I spend a month's worth of cost, and I send invoices for that month's of cost. Well, I didn't get any cash, so that's about $100,000, roughly, a little under, about $95,000. And so then, great, but yeah, we made profit on the books, but not cash. So we work a second month, and you know, we've sent out the invoices now, so the clock's ticking. So we do another set of costs for that month of $95,000. We're now up to $190,000 of costs that we've spent money on before we've collected a dime. And on the 15th day of the third month is when we actually collect most of our first month's invoices. Now, then we start earning our way out of this hole. And at 5% profit, the fastest I can earn my way out of that hole is 67 months. And for those of you that are challenged by the multiplication tables of 12, that's 5 years and 7 months. So, if we were doing this live and I could see you, I would say, how many of you would like that business? And nobody would raise their hand. So let's look at 10% profit. Well, the same trough hits almost, I mean, it's really close, not dramatically different. But because of the profit level, I dig out of the hole in 34 months. So slightly under, 2 months short of 3 years. So that's better. No, but notice the huge difference in time frame just because of going from 5% to 10% profit. And then if I do 15%, I change the slope of that curve and I get out in 22 months. And so when you really think about it, as I said, what is the thing that drives profit or drives cash flow the most? It's profitability. And, you know, because you can go get your AR from 45 down to 35 until it grows back to 45 because it won't stay there. The market generally dictates how fast they're going to pay you. And so unless you've got some other critical thing, and like I said, I'm not against collecting faster. What I'm against, though, is giving up margin to collect faster because what really matters is how profitable I am, not how quickly I collect the cash. Now, collecting cash might keep me in the game longer, but if I'm still not profitable and I collect it fast, I'm still going to go out of business. So those two have to work together. And here's the dollars to prove, you know, what I'm talking about. So if you got a $2 million business at 2% profit, you can see that, well, I make $40,000 in pre-tax net income, but I still owe taxes. Here's my after-tax. Well, here's the average debt service for a typical $2 million business. So that's fairly common. So I'm negative cash flow just from a debt service standpoint. I have no ability to add anything, to grow anything. And if at 5% profit, I'm still slightly negative cash flow, it takes until I'm to 10% profit before I have any positive cash flow whatsoever.
I'd like to add a thought to what Greg just said. So the best way to fix cash flow, the number one way is what he said, make your company more profitable. Now, as a temporary solution, and not just temporary, but as a fast solution, while you're working on profit, and one in a solution that you'd want to carry forward for the rest of your business, in my opinion, you want to speed up how quickly you get paid. So you want to get your receivables down from the 45 days or the 26 days, the examples that he gave. And a way to accomplish that is to get paid as soon as you complete the work and get paid via credit card. That has been one of the most important things I personally have ever done inside one of my businesses. So as soon as you complete the work, you get paid by credit card. You bill the client, you get paid. And then on top of that, if you line up getting paid with payroll, for example, you get paid on a Monday for all the work that you performed the prior week, or you're getting paid as you go throughout the week, and then on Wednesday you make payroll, it's wonderful because you're bringing in all your revenue. You have the money in the bank before you have to make weekly payroll. And if you don't like credit cards or you don't like the idea of billing your clients every day or every week and getting paid for all the work, in a sense, as soon as it's done, an alternative concept is to have all of your clients under a contract, which I tend to be less excited about because it complicates the business in a whole lot of ways. But you can do that. You can put everyone under a contract, and this is true for residential and commercial. And then you can set them up on installment payments. That's 12 monthly payments under contract. And then you can invoice them in advance. Now, the challenge is that tends to work better for residential than it does commercial because large commercial very much dictates how we're going to get paid as owners. And so if you're a commercial business and you have very little control over how fast you're going to get paid and when you're going to get paid, then your only solution is what Greg was talking about. If you're in residential, you can speed up cash flow by getting paid as soon as you perform the work or putting all of your clients on installment payments and getting paid at the beginning of the month for the work you're going to bill through the rest of the month while you work on improving the cash flow. So combined with improved profits and speeding up your cash flow through the two methods I just gave, that completely transforms an organization. Oh, I hope you got value out of this. If you want a lot more value like this, I hope you'll attend SA4 in November because we're going to have Greg there speaking. He's going to do a 3-hour workshop. This is just a little taste of what he'll be talking about, and we'll have a whole lot of other really fascinating, interesting speakers. You'll have an opportunity to network. You'll have an opportunity to meet others that are doing very interesting things. It's a fantastic event. I hope you'll join us in November at SA4. Thanks a lot.